The Last Man is an apocalyptic science fiction novel written by Mary Shelley and published in 1826. The book describes life in a future world under attack by a raging plague. It was not well received at the time. The Monthly Review called it, quote, the offspring of a diseased imagination and of a most polluted taste, unquote. Later in her life, Shelley referred to The Last Man as one of her favorite works. The following poem is an erasure text I made of an excerpt from the first chapter. I am a cloud in shadowed land. My mind appears only as a speck, and yet the scale of mental power outweighed a more numerous population. So true that alone was great, and that nature now visits my dreams. My days stretch out, speckled and subdued. The earth fixed me in that spot. Her orb was a fable, forgotten my imagination, nor understanding from the beginning. An exemplification of mutability came almost by inheritance. Nature bestowed wit and imagination, and impelled without reason or judgment. Obscure circumstances dissipated in the splendid scene. Thoughtless youth, high-bred triflers, escaped from arduous duties, find amusement and exhilaration in society. My impulses, never under control, perpetually led into difficulties. Alone, light spirit and tameless hilarity was so necessary. I hoped that I might one day know an indistinct dream. My brain was different, but I knew not how. Sense clung to me, but I draw no action. My knowledge of myself was protected. I cannot say much of life. Pain far exceeded pleasure. There was freedom in nature, a reckless loneliness, the love and desire of youth. The change of seasons and unemployed time were temptations. Friendless, I formed a band. I schemed and executed through anger and revenge, and endured punishment and pain as my reward. In school, my appetite for adversity made me reckless. I unlearned myself, and finding that power, I persuaded myself that in power I was thus untaught. I pursued a restless feeling. My true station in society, wandered among the hills, savage. I owned one law, never submit.